a nice anecdote, actually, that I experienced firsthand is that the first person who spoke to the masses in Tahrir Square in Cairo after Mubarak resigned was Abd al-Rahman al-Abnoudi, a very famous Egyptian poet. And actually, he recited his newest poem, which was called, surprise, surprise, Freedom. But I would build on the point that Professor Rogan said, which is, at moments like that, certainly al-Abnoudi and many other poets, they just took the aspirations of the people to new heights, if you'd like. And I would argue that, unfortunately, weeks and months dilute many of these aspirations. So I think the art that comes out of these different revolutions would simmer in the psyche of the nations as lovely nostalgia to return to. But I'm not sure, to be honest, it would represent the reality, certainly in a place like Egypt, in the coming weeks, months and years. Mm.